interesting story I saw yesterday that thought it was worth your attention. Just a little. Just a little. Remember we were talking about Facebook. Actually, if you go to our website, therobzakarishow.com, therobzakarishow.com, or you go to our Twitter feed, which is @RobZakarishow, or you go to our story website. Well, I guess that's probably not the right word, but it's called zerofiltered.com. You can go there. You could also go to extremepolitics.com. We've got a lot of websites. We've got a lot of websites. We just need to get more traffic going to these websites. We need to spread the word. Guys, spread the word. Spread the word about this program and about our website and our stories. But we have one about Facebook. It's taken from the last 2 days when we've dedicated about, I don't know, an hour and a half worth of time, whatever the hell you want to call it, to discussing outrage from my fellow Republicans and other talk show hosts that Facebook was censoring conservative ideas. And they were promoting liberal thought and so forth and so on. So people were outraged. Oh, my God. How could this be? Oh, my God. And I was like, really? You didn't know Zuckerberg? Is this a bleeding heart leftist? You didn't know that? Really? Really, you didn't know Zuckerberg was a leftist. So the story's up. It's a great story. It's a great read. You'll be entertained. Now, to add on to the whole Facebook controversy, and it's really only controversy in a small section of the media. You know, Fox has reported on it. But CNN, it's done. MSNBC, done. ABC, done. NBC, done. Vox, done. Daily Beast, done. Huffington Post, done. BuzzFeed, done. Nobody's talking about it because they all do the same thing. Everybody does it. The entire media landscape is controlled by leftists. So, a story that's being circulated yesterday is that the Washington Post, which is a liberal propaganda tool. Again, we've discussed this ad nauseum. Rather, it's Washington Post, New York Times. They are all leftist propaganda tools. Plain and simple. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Every so, they'll sprinkle in a story going after a Democrat in some way, shape, or form. But it's really just to give the appearance that they are not a leftist propaganda tool. Plain and simple. They'll do a story. They'll get it out there involving Hillary Clinton or Obama. That way it circulates. It creates a narrative that the left wants created. So it's not real biting. It's not, you know, it's not in your face. It's more like a passing goodbye. That's all. So, the Washington Post has dispatched. Now, this is a report that's going around. This isn't me making it up. They have dispatched over 20 reporters, 20 dirt diggers. Seriously, 20 dirt diggers to go after Donald Trump. To go after Marla Maples. To go after his kids. To go. They want to find anything. Anything that they can use to bring him down. And this is coming from the mouth of Bob Woodward, who's a big shot over at the Washington Post. Big shot. 20 dirt diggers. I've never heard of this before. I've never heard of this before. I mean, that's like wild, man. I mean, I thought it was wild that BuzzFeed is just on a 24/7 Trump expedition. BuzzFeed digs through old interviews or media appearances that Trump has done. And you know what I always find amusing? There's a lot of stuff out there from when he did Oprah Winfrey or when he built the ice skating rink or other things in that facet of being, you know, calm and docile. And that stuff doesn't come out. That stuff comes out from Trump supporters. If you go online, the people that post those things are Trump supporters. The people that post, old episodes of Maury Povich, and Maury Povich hands people a check for 10 or 20 grand and goes, "This is from a billionaire named Donald Trump. What do you say?" I mean, these things get posted by supporters. They're not dug up by reporters. When you hear of a family losing their farm and the dad basically killed himself so that the insurance money would save the farm and it didn't work and so forth and so on, and Trump comes in and saves the farm for the family, that wasn't dug up by BuzzFeed. Ann Coulter brought that up. So all of these diggers don't want to put out the positive stuff or the docile stuff. I mean, when you watch these old interviews that Oprah Winfrey did with Trump, like back in the 80s, and she's like, "Donald, do you think you'll ever run for president?" And he's like,
Well, I don't know. No, probably not. But, well, I will say if the country ever, I mean, just real soft and.
Nah, BuzzFeed.
They're like, here's a 2004 interview with Howard Stern where Donald Trump is talking about breasts. Oh, here's a 2006 episode of Celebrity Apprentice where he says this to this person.
That's the dig. So I thought BuzzFeed's digging on a daily basis was impressive, but 20 reporters. 20 reporters going into Marla Maples' personal life, going into the kids' personal life, going anybody that has interacted with Donald Trump, they are going to go and dig. Anybody. That's amazing to me. That's amazing. Now, just flipping back to the whole Facebook Zuckerberg story and what I talked about yesterday as far as what Republicans should be doing instead of bitching and whining and making sure that, you know, Sam Felipe, who's a congressman in the 17th district of Arkansas, instead of making sure he gets $1 million from the Koch brothers, they should be worrying about buying tech companies, media startups, things of that nature. And I described, rather it's HBO, rather it's Vice, rather it's NBC. I mean, the list goes on. And every single one of these networks, every single one of these media outlets have a leftist, slant. Every single one of these entities are controlled by leftists. So when you then do a double flip and talk about the Washington Post, it's owned by Jeff Bezos. I know some of you go, yeah, so we knew that. Okay. Well, I'm highlighting it. And Jeff Bezos owns Amazon. Like I said, we're sitting here literally playing with checkers in a sandbox. And leftists are playing chess on golden beds, diamond-encrusted sheets and pillows. Seriously. Think about it. Jeff Bezos, uber leftist, like just a smelly, dirty, filthy leftist. Okay? Owns Amazon. Amazon controls e-commerce, publishing books, creating content, movies, television shows, controlling a message, controlling the delivery of a message. Buys a newspaper, and not just any newspaper, a historic newspaper, a Woodward and Bernstein newspaper, All the President's Men newspaper. I mean, we are literally babies. We are babies. I mean, we really are. We really are. Adelson, Koch brothers, they all should be buying and developing things like Amazon, like Twitter. Instagram, Facebook, Netflix, Hulu. The left is doing it. Jeff Bezos. I mean, Amazon. Movies. I mean, just everything. Newspaper, political. So now you have a leftist, an uber leftist. Remember, Washington Post, they were doing editorials talking about how the Republican Party needs to stop Trump. I mean, you want to talk about advocates. You want to talk about, just anti-Trump, anti-Republican. And they're a newspaper. They're supposed to be giving you news. They're not supposed to be controlling a message. They're not supposed to be a propaganda tool. But I told you months ago, what Trump has done is flush these rats out. All these people can't contain their hatred for Trump and, by extension, the Republicans. So they basically just lifted the veil. And they're like, all right, we're all leftists. We cannot let this guy be the president. We will do everything to stop him. We will do everything to stop Republicans. We cannot. We cannot let them put forth their conservative agenda. Oh, no, we can't do that. I mean, the thing with Zuckerberg, I mean, before that happened, I of course know that's happening. Before the cat was out of the bag, I knew that was happening. I've said that all the time. All of these places, whether it's Washington Post, Bezos, Amazon, liberal leftist views outweigh conservative Republican views, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 1. Look at TV, NBC, ABC, the comedy shows. Jesus H. I've said it before, you can't turn on a sketch comedy show without a leftist point of view. You can't put on a... Listen, have you ever seen a daytime or a morning program? You know, Kelly and Michael or Choda and the Kathy Lee. Have you ever seen a program like that that leans to the right? Oh, Fox. Okay, Fox News. Even Megyn Kelly makes fun of Fox News. Even Megyn Kelly, when hyping her big primetime special where she interviews Trump and she interviews
Robert Shapiro, she even says it's coming up on Fox, you know, the big boy network,
you know, with Empire, not here, not little Fox News, but it's the big one. She even identifies that Fox News, yes, it's popular, but it's a cable channel, and it's a very, very, very small, tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of the greater masses of media that are out there. And the greater masses of the media that is out there is liberal. When you look at Fox and you look at all the entities associated with Fox, Fox News is a tiny, tiny, tiny fragment. From the movies they make to the television programming they put out, it's all leftist. It's all leftist. I mean, one of Fox's biggest producer directors is Ryan Murphy. You can't get more leftist than Ryan Murphy. You can't get more leftist than Glee. You can't get more leftist than Louis C.K. And these are all programs that Fox creates, Fox pays, Fox promotes. So with the exception of Fox and Friends, there's no network morning program that leans to the right. There's no daytime program that leans to the right. There's no View that's to the right. There's none of that. There's nothing like that on network TV. There's no websites. People talk about Breitbart as a fringe site, or the Alex Jones what is it, Prison Planet, or whatever the hell it's called, as a conspiracy site. Drudge Report. I mean, they're hugely popular, but they're minimized. They're demonized. They're just not mainstream. I guess you could say they're not mainstream. They're not accepted as the mainstream because mainstream networks, NBC, ABC, CBS, all of these networks don't promote it. Hell, Fox doesn't even promote them. Very rarely does Fox News say, and this coming from the Drudge Report, this coming from Breitbart, very rarely. Sure, once in a while, but very rarely. But CBS, ABC, they all reference Politico. They all reference BuzzFeed. They all reference Huffington Post. Arianna Huffington is on CNN, or she'll be on MSNBC on a regular basis. I mean, just the fact that MSNBC is a propaganda, a Hillary Clinton propaganda machine, and they are NBC, and NBC is a Hillary Clinton propaganda machine. I'm telling you, man, it's nuts. And now you've got 20 plus reporters digging up as much dirt as they possibly can find on Donald Trump. Washington Post, owned by Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon. And think of all the stuff that Amazon owns, whether it's, you know, the book publishing. I mean, think about the ways we get our information these days. Think about the ways we get our information these days. I'm going to leave you with this segment thinking about this. Think about the ways we get our information these days. Whether it's TV, movies, and books. And every single one of those ways, the people that have either created that or own it are leftists. They're all leftists. We don't go into a bookstore anymore. Sure, you have one bookstore business still around. Barnes & Noble, right? Right. But there was a time, Barnes & Noble, Borders, they were on every corner. You had independent booksellers. No more. Why? Because people buy the books online. People buy books online. You have Nook and you have Kindle. You have the iTunes, the iBook, whatever the hell it's called. All liberal. Nobody buys movies anymore, right? Sure. You could go to Best Buy and they got the DVD section. But come on. The DVD business is all but gone. How do you get your movies now? Online. Who's one of the biggest, if not the biggest? Amazon. Liberal. The way we communicate, the way we get information, liberals control that. And what did I say yesterday? He who controls the information, he who controls the message, they rule the world. And here you got Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos hiring 20 plus journalists to dig up every piece of dirt they can find on Donald Trump to bring him down. Amazon. Amazon is working to bring Donald Trump down. We got to get smart, Republicans. We got to get smart, conservatives. Stop fighting. Stop being herpied Mitt Romney. We got to look. Got to see. Open our eyes. Open our ears. If we want to win this battle, we got to win the communication game. Plain and simple.